Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, for this week's industry review, we're talking to a group of professionals from an industry that we're all familiar with in some way. Yes, the dentist. We've all sat in the chair at some point, and some of us might even fear it. They provide us with a huge service that's often overlooked, a healthcare branch, which has some unique challenges, even compared to other areas of the health industry. I'm delighted to be joined this week. I'm the National Group Advisor to Portman Dentex Ireland, and he's an adjunct faculty at Surgeons and UCC, Dr. Paul O'Dwyer. The owner of Boyne Dental is Mr. David Morgan, and a dentist in Truly Dental Bray and Cherrywood, Ivan Dietrich, also joins us. So you're very welcome to the programme. Ivan, we might start with you. Maybe just tell us a little bit about a career in dentistry, something that you've done yourself, and maybe the way, like in many professions, things have become more specialised.
Yeah, well, I've had a mixed career. I started off straight out of college. I went into the HSE. I worked there in public health for a couple of years. I had my two children, and then I joined Smiles. And I've worked in Smiles for, I think, nearly, God, it was like 14 years or something like that. Yeah. And then someone reached out to me when Truly was being formed, and I now work for Truly. I've done lots of things in dentistry. I've done lots of general dentistry. I've done pediatric dentistry. I did a little bit of ortho, dipped my toe in. Really wasn't particularly for me. And now I've come full circle. Now all I do is oral surgery. I do implant surgery. I do full arch surgery. And like the dentistry has changed so much in the last, I'm a dentist 25 years now, last month. And it has changed so much. We work in a digital age. Like, look where we are right now. I was approving designs on my phone while I had coffee this morning.
Right.
Everything's online, and it's a great place. It's a fantastic work environment. I'm very lucky in the fact that I love what I do. And as a career, it's also, we were talking about it earlier before we come in. If something doesn't suit you, you change, you adapt. The opportunities out there for dentists and to kind of work your life around dentistry. And I think that's when I was very much pushed into dentistry by my parents. They're like, no, don't do medicine, do dentistry. You want to come home at night. You want to have your weekends off. Like now I work 4 days a week. I'm back and forth to Donegal. I can go for a swim before work. As a career, it's, listen.
Good. Well, it's great to see such positive ambassadorial stuff there from Ivan. Paul O'Dwyer, you're a long time in the game.
I am.
many different things across the field of dentistry.
I have indeed, Bobby.
You're maybe more of an academic now than somebody who's got his hands on the drill.
A little bit, Bobby. In fact, a piece of history for you. The first time we did an industry review for dentistry was 2010, so 16 years ago on this very programme.
There you go.
So in thinking about the industry review at the moment, I think there are five key things we need to remember. Workforce planning, which we mentioned just before we came on air. We need to have capacity, not just simply count dentists. Ireland has a genuine workforce issue across dentists, nurses, hygienists, and indeed specialists. So it's not just simply importing more dentists, but actually looking after them and mentoring them. Regulation would be my second thing that I'd mention about the industry review. So dentistry at the moment is operating under legislation from 1985, as my colleagues will agree. So we've just introduced statutory CPD, which is an important step forward, but we need to modernise. We need to get the idea of good regulation, good registration, and increasing our scope of practice. And then education, which you just mentioned. We're training more dentists now, but we need more investment, both undergraduate and postgraduate. And indeed, as David and myself and Devan were discussing earlier on, we're living in an ageing population.
So the effect of it being an ageing population, what does that mean? That older people are not as good as younger people at looking after their teeth? Fair to say?
A little bit. Well, I think the biggest thing for us is that dentistry is becoming more complex. So in the old days, people lost their teeth and got dentures. And as David mentioned earlier on, we saw them once and never again. But now they're retaining them, which is a good thing. It's a win for dentistry. But that increases the complexity of the challenge. So older patients need more complex restorations. They're on multiple medications. Some of them have chronic disease and there's frailty. Okay. So there are some of the challenges.
And we'll come back to the dental practice in the future. I wanted to bring in David Morgan. Owner of Boyne Dental in Navan. You're very welcome to the programme, David. Did you take the traditional route in dentistry?
Yeah, well, Well, my family, mostly medics, and my brother-in-law was a dentist. So I decided to go down that route and qualified 20 years ago. Worked in several different practices over about 6 years and sort of took the best of them and then decided to set up. We now have Navan, Dunshaughlin and Maynooth, multidisciplinary practices,
okay,
and trying to do specialist style dentistry outside of Dublin.
And is your role hands-on in that business?
Yeah, 3 days a week I'm placing implants and also teaching and doing sort of dental education, teaching an implant course.
So okay. I often wonder about that, you know, the fact that it's such a hands-on business. Mm. That it must be difficult to the non-dentistry things.
It's a rare thing. Most dentists, you go through 5 years of education, it's all very scientific and medically aligned, and they don't really teach you anything about business at all. So most, and historically, it was a one dentist practice, and you had lots of dentists out there trying to manage the business and manage the patient.
Yeah.
They're not naturally that way aligned. Nowadays, you have much bigger practices and you allow a lot of the dentists to do the dentistry, and then you have managers and business people.
Yeah.
Personally, I find I enjoy the mix of both and the challenge of both, but I think it's much better now to let the dentists do the dentistry and some of the business people organise how to make it good for the patients.
We've loads of texts coming in already, and I'm going to get to some of them in a minute, but tell me a little bit about, does Ireland have a shortage of dentists?
Yeah, the population's growing massively.
Yeah.
And then within the universities, they have a mix of students coming in from abroad that an awful lot of them go back home to where they originally came from. And the numbers show that I think 90 dental students are being graduated at the moment. Now, Paul, with RCSI, there's another 30 going to come through. So that'll be 120. But we've to wait another 4 years for that to happen.
And is it similar to vets, that a lot of them go to Eastern Europe because of the barrier to the points?
Yeah.
How many points is dentistry now, Paul?
613.
Right.
625.
And
in
even
Cork.
It's random selection, because my youngest daughter just got Leaving Cert results yesterday, and now there was a ridiculous amount of 625s in her particular cohort of friends. But it's not like that. Imagine it's what, isn't it random selection for Trinity?
Yeah.
Like back when we were going in, okay, my cohort was random selection, but it's also as we were saying, like you're from a group of medics. Imagine you had a family of dentists and your child cannot get dentistry in Ireland despite massively performing in a Leaving Cert. Even I've one of my nurses I've had been working with for the last 2 years solidly is going off to Bulgaria in September to do dentistry. And as the same as you said with veterinary, and RCSI is taking 31
mm-hmm.
kids. And but are they going to stay in Ireland? Like we need to, and you said investment in it. It has to. We know we also need to give bigger opportunities, I think, to our Irish students. A lot of the universities, like I know Trinity particularly, takes on more international students now. So the population the spaces that are available for children coming out of Leaving Cert, it's so limited.
Okay.
Sad, really.
Yeah, no, and speaking as somebody who really is in love with your profession.
Yeah, like it is.
It's sad to see that you're standing by.
And also people have to go abroad. And also, I wonder that all those kids, like even, as you said, in veterinary, my daughter did go to Poland to veterinary, wasn't for her, came home, but there was 90 Irish kids in Warsaw doing veterinary.
Yeah.
And Irish, we've another nurse as well who's in Krakow. There's a massive population in Krakow doing dentistry. And I just saw an ad on Instagram came up because obviously it knows where I am in my life, tried to tell me you can do dentistry in Italy now in English. And like, I wonder, do those kids, if they go away, do they come back? And we need them to come back.
Sure. Let's have a look at some of the texts. Can you ask your dentist for advice for a person who hasn't been to the dentist for over 20 years? A broken tooth didn't even get me to go. I've had a severe gag since throat procedure a couple of years ago. So scared about the cost and the amount of work I need to have done from a very ashamed 56-year-old woman. That's a sad text in a way.
Yeah.
Somebody who hasn't gone and now...
Yeah, well,
the problem has probably got worse over the years.
I would encourage this texter, along with many other of your listeners, to understand. And dentists see all kinds of mouths. Everybody feels and thinks they are the worst.
They've
never seen anyone like that before.
Yeah,
but we've always seen worse. And ultimately, we're dentists. We're there to help them. it's we're in the business of dentistry. We want to fix those teeth. The worse the teeth are, the better in a way for us. And dentistry has changed over that 20 years. Dentists are an awful lot more empathetic and they understand the fears the patients have way more than what they did 20, 30 years ago. So they take time, and dental clinics like our own in Avon, truly a similar idea. They don't look, smell, feel like the historic dental practice.
Sure. So, Paul, you wanted to talk about the dentists of the future.
Yeah.
Tell us about what that might look like.
Yeah, just to tail end that point, I always say to patients is, I'm a dentist, not a judge. So when they come in and say they've got the worst mouth ever, I'm not there to judge you, I'm there to help you. Yeah, the dentists of the practice of the future. So flexibility, prevention and mixed models really is what I'm talking about here. The traditional model of one dentist working full-time in one practice is gone. Younger dentists increasingly want what we call portfolio careers. In other words, combining practice, hospital, academia, specialisation, or even working within the HSC.
Is that doable?
It can be a strength rather than a weakness if we design a system around it, Bobby. We also need kind of better public-private collaboration, not just public versus private, but using capacity and expertise that already exists to get patients seen earlier with prevention to the core. So in summary, what I'd be saying is Irish dentistry has excellent clinicians with very high capable profession. The problem is that the system hasn't kept pace. We need to really move from firefighting today's access problems to designing an oral healthcare system that's properly funded, properly regulated and planned around the population for the next 20 years.
Here's one for you, Ivan. Why are implants so expensive? I spend 4K on a front implant. That comes from Josh. Would I be right in saying, and again, you know, I know things cost money and you're, you know,
they do, but I mean, especially you asked me, definitely I'm the right person to ask this question to, because of the capacity we have at Truly, we make dentistry way more affordable. We make an awful lot of our own components. We have our own lab. So you will not pay €4,000 for a single implant crown.
Would I be right in saying that implants are much more common today than they would have been
massively
all those years?
So.
And is that driven by technology?
It is. It's tech. As we said, we are in a digital age now. We used to do gooey impressions, which is one of the things like people traditionally would be afraid of. I do most of my work under IV sedation. So that lady who was concerned, she will have to come in and talk to someone. We can even do remote. We do even remote consults. We do like virtual consults with a treatment plan coordinator. So you even have information before you get to the dentist. And like now with implants, like even you'd be horrified. No, if you're taking tooth out, you need to put it back.
Yeah.
And we know more now. We know that it's if you lose one tooth, the effect it has on the rest of the mouth. And as she says, things you leave so long. Now we're doing full mouth reconstructions and full mouth rehabs. Very commonly, it's what I do all day, every day.
Okay.
And because of affordability, because things are becoming more and because of the demand in the service, that we all have to adapt. We have to become affordable, and hopefully, and we're trying to get rid of the age of dentures. I love the fact that like a big plastic thing in someone's mouth is not good for you, where a couple of implants could solve that.
Yeah. Texas are being a bit cruel this morning. Why are we now all being told to go to the dental hygienist as well as the dentist? It feels like double billing.
I presume
there's an efficiency around that.
Look, the previous texter to that just explained about dental implants. The most cost-efficient way to deal with your teeth is prevention and maintenance. So if you go and get your teeth checked once a year, ideally, cleaned twice a year, ideally, it depends if you've got gum disease or not. You may need more than that. But then you're preventing needing root canal treatments, implants, all the much more expensive dentistry. So maintenance is really the best way to look after your overall health as well. And in today's world, it's now more about wellness, and the mouth is the gateway into the rest of your health and the blood system, etc. So I think people are more and more aware of that.
Is directly linked to cardiovascular disease. Hygienists are like gold. They are one of the most important, and especially in someone like me who takes teeth out. Like we, as you say, prevention, and they're hygienists. Oh, listen, I could talk all day. They are the best.
And I presume we're short of them as well.
Oh,
are we?
Stop. How many hygienists do we make?
I'm not sure.
Like six. Eight.
Yeah,
it's absolutely
so.
Yeah,
if someone wanted to be a hygienist in the morning, there's a job there. All day long.
Initially, we actually brought hygienists in. We advertise outside of Ireland for hygienists because they are, And as well, their cost effective hygienists are, because they can spend more time with you than a dentist can. And they do a better job. Oh, hands down, hygienists do a better job at cleaning than dentists do.
Yeah. Paul, there's another text that says, my son wants to get to dentistry and is a top student, but the ridiculous system of limiting places to the degree means next year when he sits his leaving cert, he may get absolute max or near max points and still not be able to get a place in the college. That's ridiculous. We can't afford to send him abroad to study. Some real problems there in terms of the funnel of allowing people into the industry, which desperately needs people.
Capacity and access are the big things, Bobby. And as you've answered earlier on, getting maximum points doesn't necessarily guarantee your place. So that's something that really needs to be looked at. And again, this needs to be looked at in a broader way of the systems across the entire oral healthcare sector, you know?
Yeah. When we go back then to what's coming next, and you've been very open and transparent about the role of the dentist and how it's changing. Do we see further changes coming down the track?
I think as well, as Paul said, this new, our dental acts are, they're like dinosaurs. They are so old. And this new thing coming in with our education and as traditions have changed, as David said earlier, we used to work in a single practice. Now you have these big practices where you don't have to be referred out anymore. You get referred up and down a corridor in one building.
The root canal goes down the hall.
You go down there and then you go have your ortho and then you make a space for a tooth and they put in an implant. So you're being treated by a team rather than a single individual. And I think that's good for us in health as individuals, as professionals. And then there's other people keeping an eye on us that we all are, and all of us, even from talking earlier, I'm in the middle of a master's, have had the thoughts of having to write a thesis and submit cases. But it's really important that we stay educated. Doctors, even opticians, every other industry but ours have had to do continual dental education. We've had to submit it to we haven't had to submit it to our dental councils. And now that's something coming on, which again, it just keeps standards high.
Of course it does.
It's so important, and it gives people confidence in us.
Yeah, and you're also then reinforcing ongoing education that you're keeping up with.
Yeah, and things that like that, as I said, we do live in a digital age. Everyone should be using scanners. We shouldn't be taking impressions, but people are left behind.
Yeah. Last word to you then, David. Are you optimistic in terms of the future of dentistry? You are?
Yeah, very optimistic. Look, it is a great career for people to get into, those with the leaving certs and the CAOs, wishing the very luck to them and others in the future. But also from the population, they now have much better awareness of dental health and how that affects them. So hopefully we can help them all.
And I'm going to leave you on one last text. Read the dentist visits. I came out in a sweat going to the hygienist, not just the €100 fee. Last time I got numbing gel, made all the difference. Might help other listeners. That comes from Deirdre in Water. Well, I always get anaesthetised before I go to the hygienist because I'm terrified of her. But now I love her when I'm under anaesthetic. That's all we got time for, folks. Thanks to the dentists. Great to meet you all.
Thanks, Bobby.
And great ambassadors for your professions. Thanks for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.